It's time once again for Senior Profiles. Senior Profiles is a show where we take time to highlight outstanding high school seniors from the Wright County area. And each week we head to a different school. This week we're featuring students from Monticello High School, sponsored by DJ's Company, Monticello. We'll hear from a Monticello High School senior right after this.
Welcome to DJ's Home Services, home of great monthly specials. Now through the end of December, get $1,200 off furnace and AC install or boiler, get a furnace tune-up for only $49, or two-for-one furnace and water heater tune-up for $49, save $350 off water heater install, or $250 off water softener install. These offers end 12/31/23. DJ's Home Services, home of the dingo. Oh. Visit DJscares.com.
Joe Carlson in the middle of the week at Monticello High School, their senior profile series. And today, talking with Gunnar Simon. And you probably heard that name if you listened to some hockey action here on KRWC, because Hunter plays for the Moose. And so let's talk about hockey, how you got involved in that, how old you were.
I was 3 years old when I started skating, and then kind of just been involved with that ever since. And I've been playing my whole life. And now it's gotten me here playing my last senior season of hockey. So.
And it's kind of interesting, at that early age, I mean, it was, you didn't just, occasional, hockey was it.
Yeah, hockey was definitely like my drive and like my main focus when I was little. Like, come from my dad's side of the family was all hockey focused, and that's all the sports that they played. And so coming from just such a big family of hockey, that's definitely been like the main thing my dad wanted me to get into. So.
And how do you think that's helped you develop like today from those early days?
Oh, it's taught me a bunch of lessons, but then it's also like a big thing for me is I made a lot of lifelong friends that I got to know when I was so little, and then see develop and just really create a bond with that I play with now. So
that was great that your parents really got you into that, got you into something that you really were passionate about.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like it's definitely important for, you know, my parents to get me in something, involved in something, and it being hockey, it's just been awesome to see that my development and then the teammates around me, their developments as well.
And how do you think playing hockey and you also play lacrosse have helped you academically?
It's taught me I really got to stay organized and watch my time and manage that well, because having late games, like we play in Pine City today away, so that's kind of a haul. So it shows me I got to get my schoolwork done and just stay on top of things so I can maintain, you know, the best grades I can.
And you got to be thankful for parents, too, because you do a lot of moving around. They have to readjust their schedule as well.
Yeah, definitely, especially before, especially like in youth hockey, before I had my license and all that, them running around, taking me to out-of-town tournaments, practices, games, all that stuff. I'm very grateful for them.
And now you got lacrosse coming up in the spring. So why did you continue to play lacrosse?
I started playing lacrosse when I was in third grade. I used to play baseball. I broke my hand at the beginning of a season, and then after that just kind of fell out of love with it and found lacrosse and was interested in that ever since. And it's a lot similar to hockey, so like picking it up was kind of easy for me, and then over the years I've just been able to hone my skills and improve. So,
and they kind of work together as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They're very similar. So
it's kind of neat. So again, hockey you're going to be playing, lacrosse you're playing, and spring comes and it's almost time to make a new move. Yeah. Hard to believe you're already a high school senior.
Yeah, I know. Time absolutely flies. You know, hearing all the other seniors from hockey and lacrosse stuff say that, don't take your time for granted, because it's going to go in the blink of an eye. It really is true. Like, I can't believe I'm already a senior playing my last seasons of high school sports.
So let's talk about the college plan.
So actually what I'm hoping to do for hockey, there's a league, just like juniors, there's different leagues between high school and college. So I'm hoping to go play for one of those teams.
Right. And along with that, do you take education or is it strictly just playing hockey?
It depends. I could take college classes during that time to get credits, but it's just kind of like seeing how the year goes for hockey-wise and if I want to like add on that extra layer.
And what do you want to pursue after hockey?
I'm hoping to go into something, some sort of engineering. I've thought about getting involved in cybersecurity, but I'm not too sure yet. So,
all kinds of open doors for you.
Yeah, definitely things that aren't going to be going away soon.
And what advice would you have for someone just starting high school, Gunnar?
Stay organized, especially if you're in athletics. Get on top of your schoolwork. Don't fall behind, because it could really hurt you. So.
And again, I think it is important for you too, especially they should be involved in athletics. They should be involved in activities.
Yeah, definitely. Sports obviously have been a huge influence on my life, but also clubs too. I'm in the Unified Club. It's an amazing program. Getting involved with students of all abilities, it's taught me a lot of patience and all kinds of life lessons in that. I'm very grateful for what I have. And so it's really fun to see and interact with a bunch of different kids.
Well, hope you have a great high school senior season this year. How do you think the team will do?
I think we're going to be pretty good. We have a good group of seniors and juniors, and then our sophomores coming in who were Bantams last year. They took, I think, fourth in state, so they're a pretty talented group too.
All right. Well, good luck with a great season. Good luck with your future plans. Again, today, talk with Gunnar Simon at Monticello High School on today's Senior Profile.
Senior Profiles on KRWC can be heard twice daily at 6:25 a.m. and in the afternoon at 4:25. This week, we're featuring seniors from Monticello High School, sponsored by DJ's Companies, Monticello.